In the courthouse square in Warrensburg, Missouri, you will find a statue in tribute to a dog named Old Drum. He's one famous canine who had a case go all the way to the state Supreme Court. His remarkable story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
In the years just after the Civil War, a seemingly insignificant case would come before a jury in Johnson County, Missouri. It was a simple dispute between two neighbors regarding a dog.
The story begins in 1869 when Charlie Burden sent his dogs out to hunt on an October evening, heard a shot, and when he called them in, one of his favorite dogs was missing.
Lisa Earle is a past curator of the Johnson County Historical Society. The missing dog was Old Drum. Burden was determined to find out what happened to his beloved dog.
That shot came from over by the Hornsby place, and the Hornsbys were in-laws of Charlie Burden. And he was kind of worried when he heard it because he thought perhaps the dog was shot by his neighbors.
Burden searched for his dog and found him near a creek bank, shot to death. The evidence pointed to the Hornsbys as the shooter. He soon had enough facts to hire a team of lawyers and bring the dispute to court.
The amount first asked for was $100, which at that time, you could have practically furnished a farm. You could have built a house. You could have bought a plow. But because he wanted $100 for this dog, he couldn't have the case heard by the Court of Common Pleas.
So Burton lowered the amount of damages, and the trial was heard at the courthouse in Warrensburg. The case would be heard 5 times, eventually making its way to the Supreme Court of Missouri. But it was the trial in Johnson County that would become noteworthy for the famous speech delivered by one of those lawyers, a moving dissertation about man's best friend. We'll have the story about one of the most famous speeches ever delivered next time as we travel the countryside in Warrensburg, Missouri. I'm Andrew McRae.